Focus your awareness in the middle of your body and just feel your breath going in there and expanding you, expanding through you, your awareness, your heart, your Pleiadian, Lemurian soul, that part of you that knows what love really is. And that part of you that knows your divine self, the God that you are, the creator that you are, and the source of all love and wisdom that lives within you, so that when you hear it from without, you recognize it as your truth.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner has learned to step aside quickly. It comes from being safe. In past energies, especially with those healers, readers, channelers, the time of preparation is to clear away the filters that say you're not safe. You're not safe to change your countenance, to go wide open, to receive. And so there's a moment of time where you work with that, which some have called the fears, the filters. And so you can see by the training that I have given you so far, the training that says this, that even in this new energy, you're evolving. And that evolution means this: you're safe. In times where you are not safe, you walk into a room that wasn't cleared. Don't gasp. It wasn't cleared, it didn't have to be, because the clearing was accomplished by those who walked in. That's new. It means that the evolution of the human consciousness has already begun. You didn't have to wait to be reincarnated into a planet to capture that which you are evolving into. That will happen. But the old souls, the Lemurians, the ones who are filled with purpose and awakening, are starting to evolve to a degree where you are starting to clear everything as you walk. Some of you are feeling it. Some of you are questioning it because it's different and it's new. What is it you can't do? And there would be those in here who would give a list. Get your pencil out, they'd say. Make the paper pretty big. And they start writing. And this is common, dear ones, and there's nothing wrong with it, because this has been the old energy of humanity. The list of what you cannot do and what bothers you is a lot longer than what you can do. And that is an evolution step for you to move from the one paradigm to another, realizing that what it is you cannot do, and the list is not static, it's not forever, it's not really you, it's just you in an old energy. And you've carried it for so long that you have trouble seeing the new you. And yet so many of you are the new you. And that is defined literally by the things you've dropped that no longer bother you, or the things you've walked through that enable you to do things you never could do before. Simple things. Evolution of the human spirit and the soul and the consciousness comes with some caveats. And we've spoken of them before, but I want to tell you specifically about the higher self. This is not a long message, but it's a potent one. When you think of things that evolve, you think of a slowness, and you think of a protocol, turn that page, wipe it away, because it's not the way consciousness works. Consciousness is almost logarithmic, if you want to look at a scientific mathematical term, in its acceleration. One thing leads to another, enhances something else, which then explodes in an awakening, and you move on. It sets the stage for things to come. So evolution, as you have seen it in the past in biology, what you think it is, would be slow, and it goes in layers, and it stays the same until something else happens, stays the same until something else happens. Consciousness doesn't. When you start awakening to a higher consciousness, it then propels other things in your life because you awakened to one. The one then begats another, which begats 2 to 4 to 8. More than that, a logarithmic scale is not simply doubling. What is it I'm talking about? Where are you going with this, Cryon? I would like to tell you this, that elusive higher self is very much in reach. For those of you who are starting to evolve with a higher vibration of thinking. And that higher vibration of thinking starts with this. I'm magnificent. And that list of what I cannot do is going to be over there, and I think I'll burn it. I think I'll start a list of what I can do and forget the things that I cannot do. And that starts a process of improvement. Improvement of thought, improvement of personality, because you're free. The things you cannot do on the list is like chains. It's a burden for human beings. And you'll say, well, wait a minute, this is not my choice. I can't do these things because, like, they're just part of my biology, really. And you don't have any choice on your biology, right? No one's ever told you, perhaps, that you're in charge of yourselves, or is that just too much for you to believe? What I'm telling you is there's nothing here that is not changeable. Even how you age is controllable. That starts to be enhanced. What are you going to have someday that is an anomaly, and we've talked about it before, and that is that there's going to be a group who start to live a lot longer than regular human beings. And that group of groups, they have a name. And if I haven't given the name before, I'm going to give it to you now. Lemurians. Because they figured it out. And they start to take the core teaching and enhance it to their lives and talk to the cellular structure, get rid of the lists that they cannot do, understand that they are God, that their higher self is there as a helper, and the higher self begins to get closer and closer to that which some of you have called incorrectly the lower self. It starts to ally with your corporeal consciousness and body. The higher self becomes one with you in a way you didn't expect, faster than you could expect, and the results of it, longer life, better thinking, smiling more, cheerfulness. We're going to get there. In this study today, we're going to get there. For those of you who are listening to this, have no idea what I'm talking about. We're talking about a study. And for those in the room, I'll tell you this, that the revelation that comes soon has to do with the inner child. All of the things that I'm speaking of now are not just doable, they're in the field for you. That is to say that the potential of everything I've just spoken of has your name on it. And yet the human being in an old energy will say, it sounds too hard. I've tried this before. It's hard to break habits. You're right. It takes something a little different than wishing, a little different than coming to a seminar. It takes you sitting with you and making statements and coming to a realization that you can change everything. And then there are those who say, it sounds good and I'm too old. And that's a filter. And that's a filter you're given every day on your broadcasts and media that say when you reach a certain age, you're hobbled and you cannot do this, therefore you need this substance and that. It's everywhere in your culture, dear ones. It's planned obsolescence of humanity, telling you how old you are and then, therefore, how you function. Not to a Lemurian. An old soul awakening to a process that is not just spiritual, but makes sense, then will be able to control their own cellular structure, their biology, dropping things that don't work, living longer, because consciousness can do that. And that doesn't mean you have to be spiritual. It really doesn't. But it combines with spiritualness because that's the light. That's the reason. That's the love. And that then propels it forward. Listen, there are many human beings that are extending their lives by these very processes who would never be in a room and like this or never listen to a channel like this because it works. But then you combine it with this accelerated higher self. And suddenly all the cells in the body start to vibrate different. They start to listen to you and your affirmations start to work and they work better than they ever have worked before. And it then gets better. It's not linear. Once you make up your mind that you're not going to try, but you're going to be, and it's going to work for you. Once you're there, the process begins and you're not too old. And the things start to drop away that would bother you, that you had all your life. The things that you think are ingrained in you, that you are, that goes there. Is the name. I won't say it. And part of that is the list that says, I'm too old. Or it hasn't happened before. Or people told me I can't. Or whatever. Perhaps that's why you're here, to hear the potential. This is not the rest of your life. How you are in this room is not the rest of your life. That's why you're here, to understand that the teaching wheel, in the essence of the very existence of it, is core teaching that says you are magnificent and you can be that which others say you cannot be. Why do you want to be what you are defined to be by a culture that has low energy? Have you ever thought that? Have you ever figured that out? Have you ever really thought about where is love in there? Where is compassion in there? The teaching wheel is core information that says you're born magnificent and it gets better from there. The teaching wheel battles that which you call duality, which is the lack of oneness or the choice of plus and minus, of light and dark, which you all have, and starts to enhance the training that you can choose a light that will extend your life and change your chemistry. There are those who think that spiritual things are pretty heady. Worship, love of God, all of these things. And you get ready for it, and you group for it, and you dress for it, and you go to a building for it. And then it happens, and then you come home, and you undress for it. And you go away from the building, and then you're somebody else. Not understanding that spiritualness is your acceptance of God within. 24/7, not just the seminar. How many are you ready for that, or really believe it? Or really believe that you can be someone else? Typically, the ones who are awakening as old souls now, demographically, are in midlife or beyond. And midlife is defined by your culture. Why don't you start defining it? How long you can live joyfully, without pain, without disease, without anomalies, even perhaps without the way you were born. All of it is changeable. Science is starting to come along with epigenetics, an unbelievable idea that actually your genetics don't control who you are, that you control who you are, and that the controlling factors hit the receptors that are environmental, which includes food, and then the big one, consciousness. You can change that which you perceive you are by how you think. That's science. Now, multiply that by 100, because the higher self gets involved with direction and intuition, love, compassion, holding your hand all the way and saying, listen, this is really true, and it's different than you thought, and you're not too old. There are those in here who are looking for answers, and there are some very simple issues, grief, pain, fear, very basic things. And I will tell you, dear ones, you're never alone in any of these, and every single one is solvable. To so many degrees, they're solvable with time, they're solvable. And even the blackness that some of you may look at, I know who's listening here. Even the ones who believe they're dying, I know who's listening here. You're not, unless you believe what currently your cells are telling you, or currently what society is telling you, or currently what the darkness around you wants you to believe. But the higher self will come forward if you let it and start recalibrating, realigning, and creating light in your life. And that's what it is to find God within, dear human being. That's what you're studying today. That's it for now. And so it is.